This is the Tri-Star State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is one of several episodes featuring the 2018 gubernatorial candidates. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Democrat Craig Fitzhugh has been a prominent figure in Tennessee politics for more than two decades, but the state has changed around him quite a bit. When he started as a state representative, he was in the majority. Now he's running for governor in a state that votes overwhelmingly Republican. He spoke with WPLN's Emily Siner about his uphill climb in our studio last week.
So if you want, you can wear the headphones. It's kind of up to you.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And you can adjust the volume. Okay.
So, Emily, how is Fitzhugh approaching this election?
Well, this is a guy who's been on the ballot basically every other year for 24 years. So he knows how to campaign, but this is also a very different race. I mean, this is expected to be the most expensive race in Tennessee history. He's pretty far behind on fundraising. Here he is talking about the scale of the campaign.
Of course, I've been used to running in three counties, and now I'm running in 95, so there's a lot of difference. And, you know, instead of buying a few hundred signs, I buy multiples of 1,000 signs.
And it's not just signs. It's statewide TV ads. And as you mentioned, there's a pretty big fundraising gap right now, not just compared to Republicans, but with his opponent in the Democratic primary.
Yeah. And I mean, even if he had enough money to get his message out to Republican voters, I was curious about how he viewed the party differences, because he's pretty liberal on some big issues. So you are a Democrat.
I am.
You've pushed for Medicaid expansion.
That's right.
You voted against abortion restrictions.
That's right.
So if you get the nomination, how would you attract Republican voters?
Well, I think I have a little appeal because of my background is in rural areas. I've lived in rural West Tennessee all my life, and although I've spent about the half of the last 24 years living for a few months at a time here in Nashville, so I think I can reach across those party lines.
So, Emily, even if Fitzhugh can get enough crossover votes to get into office, he would still face a big battle with a GOP supermajority in the state legislature. Would he really be able to push his Democratic agenda through?
His answer to that is that he has lots of experience with the lawmakers of the Capitol, so he thinks he has a good rapport with them and he knows how the legislative process works. But I asked him specifically about Medicaid expansion, where the government would provide health insurance for more of the working poor with mostly federal money. Fitzhugh strongly backed the governor's agenda on Ensure Tennessee, which went nowhere. And in the last few years, he's continued to bring it up at every opportunity, including trying to amend bills going through the legislature so that they'd also expand Medicaid. And in the eyes of many Republican lawmakers, it's sort of like, okay, here he goes again on Medicaid expansion. So how would you approach that differently?
Well, I don't think there are really any true reasons why we're not doing it now. It started off, frankly, because of its connection with Obamacare. But Obamacare is here to stay, at least the Medicaid expanded part of it. I think we're closer together than we think. And I think one more class, so to speak, one more election and some new folks coming in, hearing from the public, I'm confident that once we talk about it, take the politics out of it, that we can expand Medicaid.
Do you think it's possible to take the politics out of it? I mean, even the name Ensure Tennessee or the phrase Medicaid expansion has this like political charge to it.
Well, it's adequate and affordable health care. And, you know, that's really the best way to say it. People like that when you talk about that. They understand that. And then it does take the politics out.
Well, Emily, as you know, politics are part of everything that happens at the Capitol. If Fitzhugh were elected governor, he would have a very big and blunt political instrument in veto power. Did he indicate how he might use that?
Yeah, and veto power is not very strong in Tennessee. The legislature can override a governor's veto with just 50% of the vote. So if Fitzhugh wanted to stop something, he would have to turn to more diplomatic means.
I would want to personally talk to legislators and let them know my position on it and the reasons for that, so try to work out some kind of agreement on the front end. But if it's a serious issue, and I really think that for some reason we as the state of Tennessee is moving in the wrong direction, I'd use the veto. It's a tool there that can at least maybe restart the conversation. And so I would not hesitate to use that constitutional power.
Well, Representative Fitzhugh, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Well, that was Emily Siner speaking with State Representative Craig Fitzhugh. He's one of two leading Democrats running in the gubernatorial primary this August. We'll be bringing you interviews with more candidates from both parties in the coming days. You can also hear this interview on our podcast, The TriStar State. You can see all the questions we've asked the candidates so far at WPLN.org/nextgovernor.